Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Honey.
Hello, Honey.
Hi, Alma.
My boyfriend the other day, I had him on the other phone, and I was making up with you, and he heard me say, bye, Honey. He goes, who are you calling, Honey? I said, that's her name. But no, I'm sorry. I was just talking to my dad. I'm trying to get my doctors, and then my dad's phone company called, so yeah. I asked him again that if he received the text, and he said no.
Not yet. Yes. So, it's not yet sent. Our team has not responded yet regarding my request to go ahead and send you, the background check. So, but rest assured, it will be today.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I keep on bugging him because I told him, look, I need this. That you need to sign this. You need to do this because I need now. I said, we need leave. I mean, he's pretty busy.
Yeah,
right,
definitely.
But he is kind of busy, but I don't know. Did you by chance get to talk to them about the screenshot thing that I sent you yesterday?
Yes, that one has been escalated as well, and our team said they are currently reviewing it. So that you know exactly what's happening, why it's showing different on your end compared to what's really on the dashboard.
Yeah, because I'm even on here, and it's saying he's got one lead, but I'm going through all of the leads, and I've already talked to all of them. I even talked to the one that first began, so I don't know where it keeps on saying that he has one lead left.
One lead. Right now, it only shows, one lead.
No, it shows right now that he has local leads. It says 59 plus of one new one. But I've already been through all of them, and none of them is showing me a new one. I've already, checked them all. I checked the messages. I checked the everything, and it's saying... It's saying there's still one new lead, and I don't know where it's at because I've looked at all of them, and I've already talked to everyone.
Actually, I see there's four that are unopened. So one is, this was on March 11, Agustin Velasquez. Yeah. And then... This is marked as, you already marked this one as not interested. And then there's three shops here. You also change the status of this one to completed. And then let's see.
Yeah, because I was actually one night, because I told him, I said that a year ago, things were confusing on there because how we were both on it. I said, because I don't know if you called them to talk to them or not. I said, so that's him uninstall it because he was talking to some of them and he wasn't changing the status on them. So that's when I went back and I started listening to the conversations and see which ones were which, and that's when I started changing them. But I've already went through the whole thing as far as I know, and most of them are changed.
I see. Don't worry. Could you kindly check again and see if there's still one lead? I did check everything. Because actually on my end, it was four. So I had to check all of those four. And I see that you have actually marked them already. So they've been opened.
Okay. Yeah. It's working. No, it does not. It says 199 for total results. And then it says locally 59. It says to me, it says Google Profile Action 140, zero Facebook, when Facebook is the one that had more leads than anything. And then it's four reviews, when there's four reviews and eight listings.
Okay, that was like,
what the heck? Yeah, and he tries to sneak and download the app. So what are you doing? I text him when he's doing something. And that, I don't know, the one where it says that we're not receiving texts back and forth, I don't know why that pops up, because me and you've been texting.
Yeah, for some reason, it keeps getting
Yeah, when I first log in, it pops up for a good while. It stays on there most of the day, but I know me and you end up texting throughout the day.
Let's see.
Like right now, it's off. But earlier when we were talking and when you were texting me, it was uh-huh. still on there.
Yeah, like, yes, we were actually exchanging messages.
Yeah, so I don't know. But like, he's really gotten and he leaves because the one that's on there now, they've, I've already tried calling the 8321, they're not answering. So, but the Brian Hare, he called me saying that he spoke to my dad a year ago. He's nowhere uh-huh. on my list from a year ago. I didn't see his name nowhere on the list from a year ago. He ends up calling me and telling me, oh yeah, I spoke to your dad, I spoke to y'all. Y'all were supposed to come and give me an estimate. There's no rush about it, but I would like some information to know what's going on and if y'all going to do the estimate job. He goes, that, and I was like, sir, I haven't spoke to you. I just barely took over. He goes, oh, okay. Uh-huh. I must have spoke to the owner. And I said, I asked him what was the owner's name. He couldn't give it to me. And mm-hmm. then he even comes out saying, y'all sent me a Christmas card. No, wrong person. Mm-hmm. We don't send out Christmas cards. So I don't know what is that about. So he does want a bit, so I'm going to try to get my dad to get out there. But yeah. It was just weird that he's not even getting regular leave.
Don't worry, we will go ahead and review that one as well together. So we can figure out what's happening. And I can go ahead and let's see if we can go ahead and optimize this one to get you better mm-hmm. leads.
Yes, I know. I'm happy about the Google thing, and I'm glad that it's actually y'all talking to them and y'all speaking to them live and handing yeah. me straight to us. That I love that. My dad did too. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, get that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know. He goes, you don't even know how much payment. He goes, I don't mm-hmm. care. Get that one. That one. But, yeah, and then I just, when I started looking, he wasn't getting any at all. And I'm like, what the heck? Is when he goes to at least get his regular one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't worry. We'll go ahead and check on that. By the way, Alma, on your local Splash app, how many leads do you see?
Let me see. Is there the difference, like local leads or which one?
Everything.
Or just plain out leads. Because on the bottom of my screen shows home, leads, calls, and messages.
Okay, can you go ahead and check on that? Go to leads and let me know how many do you see?
59.
So that's actually accurate. Only the total results and the Google profile action is actually not showing. With the reviews, I did check
the
Google. Oh, yeah, and Facebook as well. It's not
Facebook
showing
because that's
data.
Where he had my. That's where the Facebook one mm-hmm. is where he had mostly all of them coming from Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had, as far as I remember, I think it was. Mm-hmm. In the 200, 300 range that he was getting
mm-hmm.
on Facebook. Now mine says zero.
Okay.
On the bottom it says Facebook ad preview, zero previews found. Let me take a screenshot of this, and I'm going to send this to you.
Okay.
Give me 1 minute, love.
No problem.
So sorry, go ahead. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh. You didn't hear them, let me see this week.
Let's see if I got the text. Oh, yeah. Got the image. Let me open it up.
Yeah, it says Facebook ads. If you see on the bottom, it says preview 69. It says add preview 0. I don't know. What is that? What is that status by spend?
This is actually no ad preview. Oh, even the ad preview is not showing.
Uh-huh. Nothing. If you look at nothing on Facebook, like I'm going to send you the top part of it. Like, it's nothing. And that was what was that really set me off, because it's like, I know for a fact that he had over 200.
Mm-hmm.
I just sent you another one of the top part.
To refresh here so I can get the text.
And then I was going through his reviews online, like looking at the ones that I have. He has more than 4 reviews on the website, because I, like I said, I was looking at it every little thing and making sure we were okay, and it's not showing next but 4. And I'm like, huh?
Mm. On the Google listing, there's actually 4 reviews only. So on the 4 reviews, it should only show 4 reviews as well on the website.
No, see, on the website, it tells me Google Price Profile Action 140, website visits 84, direction request 30, calls to use 26. It doesn't show me nothing about reviews.
Okay. So the reviews, you will actually see it on the upper right corner, I believe. If you click on that one, the option for review should be visible. And so depending on how many reviews you have on the listing, that will also be the same number of reviews that you will have on the website. So I checked on the listing itself, and it's showing you only have 4 reviews.
You go to the where it says Google Insight. There's something that says monthly keywords. There, it's all kinds of different letters and words that they're looking at my dad, I guess, and they find other.
Yes. So what happens is that these monthly keywords that you see, these are the keywords that customers search in Google, and this is the time when your business actually popped out, because they are relevant to the keywords.
They're telling me no, that they can't find my dad. Like, I've given them, because, like, on here, we have it, where is it? On the very top, when you go to click on to view his website, his website does say R&R Constructions with the R sign. But if you look on top the website, on the very, very top, it says R and then the word and then R Constructions Boaz. The Boaz part's fine, and they can stay there, but I don't know if it's because they're looking it up with the and sign, not the and word. Then my dad says sometimes he tries to go look up the website to see it, to sneak a peek at him. I said, I'm going to beat you up. But he says he can never find it.
Oh, because of the domain.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Like, and I told him on the emails, since we started about the emails, when they were emailing me about the business cards and the low and digital business cards, they're not, I told them, I said, take the word and off and put in the sign and.
And sign. Mm. Now, Alma, we cannot actually use and sign on the domain.
Okay.
Yes, unfortunately, it doesn't allow us to do that. What we can do is use, like, That's the reason why it's letter N, word N, it's because domains cannot have the N sign on it.
Okay. Yeah, he didn't tell me that. He said, oh, yes, ma'am, we'll fix it. Well, I mean, if you explain things to me like you do.
Oh, sorry.
No, the way they just like, yeah. And then the website last night, they fixed it. They took off the white background of the logo.
Perfect.
And now they put it back on.
So what happens is that when... I see it now. Now, the white background happens if you actually go ahead and, like when you try to scroll down and then the background changes to white, the white background also changes.
No, but it stays on there because last night I had a friend of mine and his wife were over. And looking, they were over. We had supper. They were looking, and they were telling me, "Oh, you should show me your dad's webpage." And they were all excited about it, also, because it's Drew. My friend Drew was over, and I was showing him my dad's webpage, and it wasn't from my phone; it was from his phone. And we put our confessions, and you know that white sign, the logo, the white comes out in the logo, even when he was
the white background.
Yeah.
So you don't want it to be on white background?
No, she said she was going to change that because the fact that it's like right now the white background is covering up where it says you're building expert. It covers part of your and it covers the whole building word and it covers expert.
Let me quickly grab my phone very quick. I wanted to access your website using cell phone because I'm actually accessing it through my laptop. So the view is actually different. But
I looked at the view on the website through my laptop and I looked at it on on my phone. And like last night, like I said, the background of the white from the logo wasn't there. It wasn't there early this morning. It just popped up now.
Okay, let me go ahead and check this one very quick. I think I have another way where I can view your website. Preview. Preview link, there you go.
Yeah, because she was the one that came up with the idea to remove the white. She goes, we can remove the white so it won't look so tacky, she said. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And then that's when I kept on telling them last night, the font, the lettering, it does not matter, but the ones that they're using the big letters in, like the R&R, and then the reliable consistency, the customer satisfaction, fast building.
Well,
since those are bigger, those are the ones that I was telling them that they can change the font.
And
they have a font.
Now I see
it. But now you can use the background to the logo. I don't know. I don't like it.
I actually see now. I tried to do the view on cell phone, and yes, the white background is actually covering the your building expert word. So this is not nice. Let me send this right up.
It covers like when
it's
she had it without
big.
The back. Yeah, when she, I mean, the lettering, the way the size of the logo is fine, just as long as she takes the background, the white background out, because then the logo will mix in with the picture, the photos, the flick show.
Okay, don't worry.
And I convinced him, he said yes, that he could.
Okay. Let me go ahead and tag my website team this one.
And then let me see. See, when I go down and I'm looking at this website, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, counting his wife, 6 reviews. It's just an the logo on the bed. Then they told her to remove my email off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there they go, like, again, it's R&R Construction's accepted efficiency and reliable construction solutions delivered promptly in Boaz. This was Boaz area.
Mm-hmm, don't worry. That one I have already dashed them and asked them to make sure that it should not mention just Boaz, but also mention Boaz and surrounding areas.
Yeah, all three. Like, yeah, I'm looking at it now. It's the one in their fast response, the customer satisfaction,
mm-hmm.
the reliable, that those three need to be changed. But the other one where it says about me, yeah, they changed that one. It's just this font. It's, I don't know, this font is like... It's just not, no, it doesn't,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, the font is what stands out more to me because it's just so plain.
Okay, so for the logo, I have, I cannot access it now. I think they are making the revisions right now. So I already told her, yes, they are making the revisions. Oh, please do not access the My Site Editor as of yet, okay? So that all the changes that they will be doing should apply.
Yeah,
perfect.
No.
All right. So because I already escalated them about the email yesterday, plus the mention of Boaz, and it should add all surrounding areas. And then I went ahead and tagged them right now to our communications team so that this can be done as soon as possible. So this one, it's covering, the white background is covering the Your Building Experts, so they are. And then also, yeah, they are already checking on that one. So hopefully we can go ahead and have this everything resolved today, so that we can move forward with all the pending items that we have your account. I'm so sorry. It's been like days, I know. We've been sending emails and we've been sending revisions to the team. So hopefully we really can get this one resolved. And then for the business card. Okay. For the business card, let me see. My team showed
me yesterday. Please make sure my dad, because I don't know what they were doing last night or the day before either, that they had everything wrong except for the name. Like, and then when I told them everything to put on the exact things that said the same as his old card, is going, the same stuff stays on his side of his old card, put it on his new one, and there's nothing to update about his. He was keeping the email, everything. The only thing that was an update about my dad's is the QR code.
QR code, okay.
And then mine is when I told them to put my email, my phone number, and all this, and they were, putting my dad, my old number, and I don't know what they were doing.
Oh, no. I will go ahead and email you some revisions. These are different. Oh, okay. All right. I will send you some pictures via email, and then let me just gather all the pictures. Because I know she mentioned that she is going to be sending you the copy of the business cards, but I wanted to send it to you right now, and then let me know which one do you want.
Yeah, because I told them to make sure the information was right. They had sent me the four ones that they did at the beginning. And like I told them, I said, they're nice, because the one that had the red, and it was red and black, they switched it to red and gold, the blue and gold, because I told them it was blue and gold, well, it matched because of the logo. But I just to see, I had asked them, I said, y'all don't have different ones, is it all the same one, is it all just that one, because... That way he could fit those, if I only had those four, I was like, so that way, if either way, he can have something different, not something that everybody has. He has something that stands out, something
different.
Yeah, and then that's when they said they were going to send me the new designs, and then they were going to send me also the new logos, the new filters, new fonts. I can't even talk now. They were going to send me over new fonts, and they never did that.
They never did. Okay. Let me see. I will email you a few pictures. I have marked them in. So let me just send this to you via email. Okay, let's see. These are the ones that she sent to me. Where are they? Oh, where did they save it? So sorry.
You sound like me now.
No, it's okay. Let me find it again. Oh, my God. Where did I save it?
You quit hanging out. You quit talking to me so much, because now you're starting to sound like me. Who turned my phone? My computer, my radio.
Okay, my team just confirmed that they already sent the Google verified link to your dad's number.
Okay, I'll call him and see what I ask him.
Okay, and then I just sent you the business cards. So these are the ones that they sent me.
Let's see.
Yes, for your dad, there's one, and then they sent me another for you. They have two templates.
No. That's the one we picked. We picked that because the card, they had that where the blue, it was red, and where the gold, it was black. And I'm like, that's not going to match his logo. So that's when I decided that, then they changed that. But,
yeah, right now it's blue and gold.
Yeah, it's good. It still stands out. It's good.
Are you okay with that one? No.
Yes,
you see
on the designs, so I could see any different designs they had. But I mean, It's fine. I think so. I think it with the gold, it actually does bring out
the color, right? Mm. Now, you noticed for your business card, there are actually two. There's Alma 1 and Alma 2, as I name it. Now, they have different fonts.
I'm looking at the, I guess it's the first one. It has a, like, where the, my name is thicker.
Yeah.
Like, I had asked them, because the company is R&R, because it's supposed to be for Ramos and Ramos. Yes, my official name is Herrera, but I had asked them to change my official name back to my maiden name, which is my dad. Yeah, so that way they can see. Yeah, so that way people see, oh, okay, yeah, they're Ramos. That's why it's R&R. Oh, yeah, that they are.
Gotcha. Okay, but this one, you are fine with it. The design, the font, this actually is the same with your dad's font.
The second one, I had to choose the first or the second one. If I had to, I guess the second one.
The second one.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, the second one's fine.
Okay. So,
I don't know, it's just different to me, because I guess I'm one of those that I like, the cursive letters. Old English letters. That's just what I'm into.
No problem.
Maybe
I can send you different ones.
Yes, please. Let me know
which one.
This is like, I'm looking at the letters. Yeah, the ones on the bottom are the ones that are on small letters and the phone number and things like that. Yeah, the second one looks the better. It's just like I said, the name of mine, my dad's name, if they would like, put a different font to instead of so just thick and plain. I know it's thick because it's bold because it stands out. But this is painful. I don't know.
So to confirm, no problem. To confirm, for your dad's business card, all is good, right? This is how you wanted it to be. But for your for your business card, you wanted the second design, the Alma, the one that's not thicker. So this is the Alma. I'm sorry.
It's
I don't know the name
of instead of Herrera, but instead of them putting Herrera, then, to go ahead and put Raymond. That way, it's more for the customers, so that way they can see that, hey, yeah, it is a family-based restaurant, but family-based company because they're both R&R, they're both Ramos.
Yes, exactly. Yes, that makes perfectly sense. Okay,
And then bids and projects. So will it look bad to me? Like, I figured, besides bids and projects, like, mine, they have it to where it says, it says appointment, contract, general administrator, and then my title is operations coordinator. Because they were wanting to put co-owner, but I told them, like, co-owner just, I don't know, it just don't sound right. But on that, they just put bids and projects. They're not putting that he's the owner or anything like that.
CEO. You're absolutely right. Okay. So here's what we will do. The same as, appointment, contracts, general administration. So for your dad, it will still be 30 years of experience, bids and projects. And then under that, we are going to put owner.
Okay.
Okay.
Because that way he has his title and he doesn't feel left. I know he's leaving it all to me, but I just don't want him left out. Because if it wasn't for my dad, I wouldn't have never done this.
Okay, gotcha. Let me just note all the changes. I really want this to be done. I know how frustrating it is, like when you know you send requests and it's not done, and then there's miscommunication. Mm-hmm. So I will make sure this gets done. So, okay. So we will choose that design.
Do you think it sounds good the way, like, because I guess it's co-owner, it's, I don't know, just to put co-owner, it don't suit me that good. But
actually, it would be good to put you as, like, not just, we can go ahead co-owner / operations coordinator.
Okay, yeah, because that's what I had told them. I said, look, I mean, I'm the one that does appointments and contracts. The gentleman, I do it when I'm there with him. My dad makes this work. My dad makes me do the construction also, so I know how to do all of that also. It's just I don't know. I told them before, like, when they were saying coal, and I said, okay, I understand, because, yeah, later it's mine. My dad's leaving it to me, but to me, the word co-owner and sitting it in there, I don't know. It just looked different to me.
But, I mean,
so
you remember,
I had
question. Yeah, your dad actually said.
So, go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, you go ahead.
Oh, no, I had actually told them if there was, like, another way that we could put co-owner instead of just the word co-owner, like, something to signify co-owner, but just different wording.
Okay, no problem. So, let me just note everything here, and then I will go ahead and... owner. Okay, there you go. Okay, so first let's go to Art's business card. So everything is good, but under the bids and projects, we will go ahead and add owner.
Yeah.
And then for your design, we will choose the one that has a different font compared to Art. And then we will put in Alma Ramos, and then the position would be co-owner / operations coordinator.
Okay. I mean, I'm trusting you more than me. I'm trusting you more than them.
Thank you so much for this. Hey, don't worry.
Because I didn't want to make the page feel so cluttered. So that's why when they had said operating coordinator and then they were putting co-owner, that's when I told them. I said, there's nothing else that represents co-owner that wouldn't take so much room, because when you put too much and clutter it, it looks tacky when there's too much stuff on it. Because I know they said the big old space where it's from where my name is until where the gold and that is, that's, he goes, a small space of that, that's where each of mine and my dad's QR code is going to go. And that supposedly we were supposed to have different QR codes, because how they can just go directly to my QR code and they see the appointment contracts and stuff, and then they'll go to dad's and they see what they need to talk to my dad about for the company.
Oh, so you want the different QR codes?
That's what they had told me.
That was an
easier way for them to get a hold of me. That way I had my QR code so they can get a hold of me to the appointments and talking in administration like they put on there. And then dad was going to have his QR code for if they wanted estimates or bids or they needed to just clean up, get a hold of him from contract.
Okay, I will go ahead and confirm that one with my team, okay? April is not in yet. She's the one actually assigned to your business card. So as soon as she gets in later, I'll definitely have a word with her so we can coordinate together what exactly would be for the business cards. I did send her a message already. I did it like in private to make sure that she gets it right away. And then I will update you later with regards with the QR codes. Now, let's see. For the website, I am still waiting for response, but I believe the team is already working on the changes. Because she said it's the manager that I'm really like. Okay, white background remove on logo for mobile and resize for desktop version. Okay, let's check if it Well, usually it takes about a few minutes, but let's try.
Okay, so truthfully, Miss Honey, what do you think of that?
I'm sorry, could you tell me the
honest
question?
Opinion, if you were to change anything out of that card, what would you change?
On the business card?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's
be honest. Say you're a customer at a store or something and he leaves business cards lying around. What, if you look at it, what would bring it out that you would think needs to be changed more? Or what would pop out more to you to look at it?
Because I'm not very good at this one, but I think, with, for example, with the bids in projects, I think it's too large. Yeah, I do think it's too large to show that. Let's see. Plus the 30 years of experience. Yeah, this one where it says like 30 years of experience and then bids and projects, I don't think that that two actually like matches like the size, the fonts and everything.
Yeah,
there.
The bids would be the same size as the 30 years.
Yes. It's somehow too big for, like, you know, the 30 years experience is too small and the bids and projects is too large. We can have this one like smaller, and but I would suggest like putting the CEO just right under your dad's name.
Okay. Go ahead, tell him. I'm giving you, yeah, like I said, I'll trust you more than
this. Let's go ahead and do that. Anyway, we'll see the result. If it's something that's not really nice or off, we can go ahead and make changes to it. But let's go ahead and try that one. So the 30 years of the experience will be the same font as bids and projects, and then we will have the CEO under your dad's name.
Okay. So looking at his name, you think it's good that way, or would you change it to the same font as mine? Or to
your font is actually better, to be honest.
So we should change that also?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Okay, let me note that one.
Yeah, because the one like on mine, it's also that it's where appointments, contracts, gender administration is smaller. It's small like that 30 years, and then they put the our operations coordinator in big blue letters. The blue's fine because it sticks out and lets them know because that's our title. But it's like, yeah, like you said, it's big.
It's big, yeah. So for art, I wish we will be putting the owner below his name. And font, let me just finish my notes. Name font should be the same.
I like that they incorporated blue in it because of the logo and the card. That is actually good.
Yeah, let's try that. Okay, so the team said the changes have been made for the website. Let's just give it 24 hours. And please make sure to clean your cache on your mobile mm-hmm. or on your laptop yes, when you react to the design so that it will not like show the old design that we previously mm-hmm. had, and it will show you the new one. But they mm-hmm. have said you have fixed it, so thank goodness. We'll check again tomorrow. Usually it's within 24 hours. So let's check again tomorrow. Hopefully everything's good.
Okay.
So she confirmed that white background removed on logo for mobile and resized desktop version. Yes, because on desktop version, I noticed that the logo has like blue lining on it. So when you actually mm-hmm. try to hover down, it would show the blue lining. So that has been fixed. There you go. Let me just check another here. Oh. I will send you something and let me know your thoughts. I think this one is actually better, but let me send it to you via email. This looks clean, not much on, there's no, I mean, it's clean, and let me just send it to you, reply. Oh, there's an issue with
I just got another email from a Thomas.
Thomas?
Yeah, it says Thomas, the D-S-O-O-U-Z-A. It says, hi, Alma. The requested audit proposal is attached. The email is detailed, but given the rapid shift in how your market is searching this week, it is mandatory reading. Our construction should build a reputation as a reliable general contractor serving both residents and commercial clients in Boaz, Alabama since 2005, specializing in remodeling construction. Despite the established position, the site in how homeowners and businesses search for general contractors and remodeling service in Boaz has fundamental change. AI search is not coming. It is already deciding who gets the call and who. I think this is someone else trying to.
Yeah, it's a marketing email.
Yeah, because it says Thomas. Okay, now I see where it says the email part. It says Thomas at Reliminate Merchant Media.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas at Merchant Media. I'm retarded. I hang up on them all the time. Yeah, because they're not even calling my business phone. I don't know how they got my personal number.
Yeah.
No, but
I will show you something. This one is better. I know you're going to like it. It's actually more clean and well done.
Okay, Monica?
Okay, there's two that I wanted you to check.
They're coming from your name, right, Miss Honey?
Yes, yes, it's coming directly from me. The where I actually sent you the copies, I'm going to show you the second. There's two attachments. Let me send it to you. And I think you're going to love it, really. It looks better. It looks cleaner.
Okay.
But, yeah, the hair color has to be changed. It has to be Ramos. I apologize. Yes. We'll make changes on it, but definitely this design. What do you think?
No, I've only got the ones that we had earlier.
Maybe it's still sending.
There we go. Okay, let's see. There's the old one. Let me go down. Okay. It's still
so there are two images on the email.
Yeah, I like the way you put the gold.
Yeah,
the
odor and operation.
I like the gold.
Yeah. It stands out more compared to the other one. Plus the color coordination.
Yes, ma'am.
Way better.
Yeah. And the second, I would say, yeah, let's go with the second one.
Second one. Because the first one did not have the appointments, contracts, journal administration, so I had to go ahead and have it added. But, yeah, you see there's also blue lining at the bottom compared to the first design that was created. So this looks perfect.
Yeah.
Are you okay with
this
one?
I like that. Yeah.
All right.
I like that.
I'm going to send this over to our team so they can go ahead and produce this one. And
yeah, because now that we're looking at it with you putting the gold in it, yeah, because the logo is really the gold. Yeah, and then, yeah, the gold makes it pop because, like, the logo is blue and gold, so that's the reason I wanted to change the line colors that are on the side of the card. But when they were, when they were doing everything, they were putting everything in blue. But with, I like that. You got it. You got it. See, I know I was doing good testing you, not nobody else.
Okay. And then the only change that we will do is change it to Ramos.
Yes. So they're going to do dads like that too, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because right now, even with that gold, it pops out of me. The font even looks a little different with the gold in it.
It actually gave, like, a new, like, view of it. It looks better.
Mm-hmm.
It stands up better because we changed it to blue.
Yeah. I like that. I like it. Oh, Dad's going to be excited. And so all they have to do is add the QR code. Did you look at the email online? The email's wrong.
May I ask which email was it?
My email. The way they spelled it, wrong.
Oh, the first one? Yes.
Yeah. They put Alma, and then they put H-A-R, and then another R, Ramos. And so it's supposed to be just Alma H. Ramos.
Ramos, yes. That one, we will go ahead and have that corrected.
Yeah, so really all they have to remove is the one R and the A and leave just one R.
Yes.
But yeah, you hit it right on the money. It looks really nice like that. I do like that. So is it the logo thing? We're getting the same logo or a different logo?
Oh, the logo is actually
logo, but the QR code.
The QR code, that I will have to confirm second with the team.
Okay. Yeah, because as we talked, that's what I was telling them, unless they understood me wrong, as I was telling them that the logo, the QR code is so it would make it easier for the customer to go and click on that logo and they can get a hold of that and see everything fine, and then they click on my logo and they'll see mine.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it. I like you got it.
Okay. So our team will go ahead and create this one, and then we will get back to you on this.
Okay.
Let me see. Okay. So, all right. I think we've covered almost everything for now. I will get back to you on the rest of the updates. So currently we are pending. We will check tomorrow on the website if it's fixed. Second is we are still waiting for a response from the team in regards to the information from the dashboard compared to the application. And then I will get back to you again on the business card, so that it can be done. I will be the one to send to you the correct or the updated one, so we can go ahead and check it together. And then also the QR code, so that you and your father will have QR code. Each one of you has different QR codes.
Is the one that you made for me? Mm-hmm. Is there any way that they can switch it real quick and send it to me like you did, so I can just hear that? Look, shut up.
I will be getting them the final, because they will be actually recreating everything with the fonts and all, because the one I created for you is just like a sample, so they will have to...
Yeah, just send that. He doesn't know. Yeah. If you can send the sample, he don't know.
But it will be the same as like this.
Yeah, I really do. I really do like that one. I'm just staring at it. I really do like it.
See? I know somewhere you're going to love it. So, let's go ahead and do that. I'll give you updates and everything. All right?
Like I said, if any changes that they think needed, tell them. I say I trust you.
Aw, thank you so much. I'll take this as a compliment. Thank you, Alma, for the trust. I really appreciate that.
Thank you for everything. Because it looks so nice. I'm looking at it still from far away.
I'm excited. It looks really nice.
Like, I'm sitting on one edge of my bed, and I put the laptop on the other, and just looking at the card, it does pop at you now.
Yeah, the colors actually is, like, popping out, like, you know, when you see the gold color right next to the blue one, so it looks really, really better.
Yeah, it pops out now a lot. Yeah, I can't wait. Alrighty, love. Well, I really do appreciate everything so, so much, and all your patience and time.
Oh, no problem. So happy that we're able to go ahead and have everything like figured out today. So I know it's really frustrating on your end, because I've seen it's been days since you have actually been exchanging calls and emails and texts and chats. So I'm so sorry for that. Don't worry. We will have this one fixed as soon as possible.
Alrighty, love. Well, I really do appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you tomorrow again, Alma, okay? Or maybe later I'll give you updates.
Okay. Thank you, love. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.